best holidays start with low fares at Jetstar.com. The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hits 92.9. In this catch-up,
Xavier has some life-changing news.
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9 with Heidi Anderson, Xavier Alice and Ryan John.
The following segment has been advised for mature audiences.
Yes.
If you are easily offended, piss off. What does the guy say?
Oh! No,
What does the guy say?
If you're easily offended,
switch over.
Switch over or take a chill pill.
Parental guidance advised.
Yes. And stop saying that. Okay. Now, guys, Stormy Daniels, how would you describe her?
She would be an adult entertainer.
How do you know that?
I've seen her work.
Yep. And what has she lately been accused of?
She hooked up with Donald Trump, and then Donald Trump tried to pay her out and say, don't talk about this, a bit of hush money, if you will, during the election campaign, which is obviously, did she take the money and now she's gone out anyway?
Well, no, I thought she got paid $180,000 to be involved in the romp to start with.
Yeah. Oh.
So that was her fee for the action.
For the night.
So she hooked up with Donald Trump. Yep. She's then now done a 60-minute interview talking about the affair. He's come out again. What's his common line? Oh, it's fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
She's saying this is BS. Her lawyer, Michael Avenatti, said on Monday that she can describe his genitalia.
Intimate details relating to Mr. Trump. She can describe his genitalia. She can describe various conversations.
Now, she wasn't asked that in the 60 Minutes interview, which they were really
surprised. Anderson Cooper didn't go there with a hard hitting
describe
one.
The genitalia. What, it was like a sausage with three things? Like, they're all pretty similar.
Are they, though? Because I don't think they are.
Well,
if you think
maybe you've
about
seen
it,
a few more than we have hides.
Well, no, but I've seen the wall of the pain and they're all different shapes, sizes.
Yeah, I know.
Some look like tree stumps. Others look like...
I agree with that, but I mean, in theory,
branches.
There's
So has she gone on to describe
people? She hasn't. So I thought that could be your job, and that's why we've got a bit of a warning here.
Right.
How would you think Donald Trump would look?
Ryan, you go first.
Well, originally, my first thought would be like when you get to the bottom of a twisty packet. You know, so like a twisty bit at the bottom. So it's like, you know, a bit of orange dust, a bit of fake tan.
Because you know how he's got a fake tan.
And a small like a little twig. But then I actually thought about it a bit more. Do you remember Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street?
Yes, I loved them.
All right, so if you see Ernie's nose,
yes,
that's what I reckon it would look like because it's big and orange. But when I say big, it's like it's wide, but it's not that long compared to the other Sesame Street cakes. So it's like a little stump of an orange knob.
Okay, Xavier.
I don't know, and you know this stuff gets me in trouble because I always go too far. But I think for mine, I just think it'll look like
like mine.
I think it'd look like an empty beanbag.
Like
a bit droopy, and I think it'd look quite weathered.
I think I agree. I think both of them together.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
The sassiest minx in Perth.
I don't care about hurting your feelings because I don't know what feelings are.
It's Sassy Siri.
Yeah, Sassy Siri. Everyone's got Siri on their iPhone. Ours is a little bit sassier. And this week we've got a couple of questions about the cricketers.
Oh, Sassy, what is your thoughts of Steve Smith and David Warner?
I expected a lot more from them. I am bitterly disappointed in them. And I've had enough of seeing their dumb faces on TV. Coincidentally, that is also my review of the first episodes of Channel 10's Bachelor in Paradise.
I get nervous asking these questions.
I know, you never know.
Sassy, what is the difference between babies and the Australian cricket team? God.
Eventually, babies grow up and stop whinging about everything.
Good answer.
Short and sweet.
Siri, how much respect has the Australian cricket team lost in the eyes of the Australian public?
They have pretty much lost all respect. I respect our cricket team less than I respect Dean from Married at First Sight. And I hate that head.
Now, mate, I reckon, Ryan, you've been unfair.
Is that right?
I reckon every cricketer gets the should have the opportunity to respond to these, and yep. we do know Steve Smith, so give him a call, Sass.
Yeah, hi, you've called Steve Smith, Australian cricket captain. I can't get to the front. Hang on a sec. Hey, is Bancroft back from Bunnings yet? I can't come to the phone right now, so please leave him. No, sorry, Dave, put the cards up your sleeve and you pull them out of the table. But under the table, I can't get to the phone right now, so please leave it. No, that's not a cordless, Sandy. You need to plug that one in, Daryl. I can't get to the phone right now, so please leave a message after the beep.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today. Much like Xavier Ellis, our next guest was born in country Victoria. That's what I'm
talking about. My name is Shane Crawford. I grew up in a little country town called Finlay.
That's what I'm talking about.
And they both played for Hawthorn. Please welcome AFL legend Shane Crawford.
Now, Crawford, I'll quickly correct that opening, mate. You're actually country New South Wales, little town in Finlay.
That's correct. Yes, I was just happy to have a little opener.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
You've made it, mate.
Now, Xavier Ellis often tells us that he won you a premiership in 2008. Is that true, Shane?
Well, go and watch the game. He did. He was amazing. He was fantastic. He had a great game that day. He was great for us all year. And not only that, he was a good guy to have around the footy club. And as you would know, he's a lot of fun.
Yeah, what have you got one standout memory? He's shaking his head here going, oh, God.
There's a massive age difference between Shane and I. I was a good boy back then.
That doesn't matter. I don't think you've ever been a good boy, Xavier Ellis. But have you got one standout memory, Shane?
Oh, early on, we, as a leadership group, being an older person, we said, look, we need to pull this guy into line. He's out socialising too much. He's drinking too much. He doesn't know what it's all about. So it took a little while to trim the edges off, but... very proud of him because he got there and he did a great job.
Oh, that's very kind of you, Shane.
Now, it sounds like you in the radio world, Zay, is always out socialising, drinking your beers.
That's incorrect. That's incorrect. Mate, you've obviously been captain of a Hawthorn Football Club for a long period of time. What do you make of the Steve Smith situation?
Hopefully all can be forgiven down the track, but I have no doubt that Warner and Smith won't be, unfortunately, leading our country anymore in the future. And I don't think they'll get an opportunity to do that at all moving forward, unfortunately for them. But let's hope that everyone can forgive them and move on down the track because if I need another second chance.
Yeah, absolutely.
We gave Xavier Ellis many second chances.
There you go. I'm a massive Hawthorn fan and I'm a big fan of you, Shane, so this is a bit of a fanboy moment. When I used to play volleyball, I was always number 9 because I wanted to be like Shane Crawford. And I actually hate it now when your name gets mentioned and people go, oh, is he that the funny clown guy from the footy show? And I'm like, no, that guy's a Brownlow medalist and premiership player. Yeah. Is it weird that some people remember you just from all your fun antics on the footy show and not on the field?
No, I think people will remember you for whatever they feel like they need to. But it's funny because all the kids, because I do a kids show, Kids WB, which is on Go, and no doubt updated me across that. But all the kids these days have got no idea that I played football, and it's all about being a part of a kids show. So it's all changed, and unfortunately, we've all got to move on. We've just got to move on, and we can't sort of live in the past too much, although I do get the VHS out and watch the replay every now and then.
Yeah. You could pick any one of your 300-odd games, Crawf. You're an absolute superstar of the game, mate. So thanks for jumping on with us this morning. And, Ryan, where can we catch
Crawf? The footy show is back tonight because it's Thursday night footy, so on Wednesday night this week, Channel 9 at 8:30. Crawf, thanks so much for joining us, mate. Really appreciate it.
No worries. You didn't want me to tell the story about Xavier when he headed up to Wagga.
Hey, Shane, no, we don't want to talk about that one, but do we want to talk about you in Tasmania or New Zealand, or are we all good with that one too? We'll call it one all.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Get naked, guys.
Excuse me?
That fell flat, didn't it? What?
That was awkward.
What?
Well, so I don't even think you were even listening, were you, Zay?
I was.
Why do you ask, guys?
Let's talk nudity with the parents with their children.
Oh, I'll turn that music off when we talk about parents.
So a lady in the UK, she has been having a bath with her 10 and 11-year-old son. Now, a life coach has come out and said that she's confusing her boys. So have a listen to the mother defend herself.
been doing it for a long time. My boys are very comfortable with me being naked, with them being naked. It's something that we do in the house that's very normal.
So this life coach has come out and said that it's over sex, that what she's doing is that people think that she's getting over sexualized.
Right.
Which, because apparently the young boys, and that's why I'm stuttering here, fantasize about their mums.
Well,
their
mums.
Right. Well, that's what the life coach
has come out
and said.
There's
two things I take out of that's confusing. One, you're 11, you're having a bath with your mum.
And
two, life coaches are bloody confusing. It's just a made-up job where you're like, oh, abracadabra, believe in yourself.
Oh, see, I think I would love to be a life coach if I didn't have this job.
Gee whiz, abracadabra, just be kind.
I might have to do whatever. Life coach week with you next week, Dave.
Well, I think life coach will be the fifth installment for Skeptic Week. Oh, what? We've got a day off Friday? Oh, that's a real shame.
So do you think that that's – so I think it's fine for her to have a bath with her kids or shower.
No, I don't. Not at 11.
Get walking around that. But isn't nudity the most natural, normal thing that a person could be?
Well, then why do we all wear clothes?
Because society has made us start to wear clothes.
Would you be nude if society didn't tell you?
Well, I'm uncomfortable with being nude because I haven't had great body image issues, and that's something that I'm working on.
Speak to your life coach.
Don't worry, Dave. I've spent a lot of money on a life coach, and I'm getting there.
Yeah.
But that's to me, I was like, it's the mum. Like, I didn't know this thing about young boys if there was a fantasy. They said going through puberty that sometimes it is a thing for them to fantasize about their mum.
That's
what do you mean? From
yeah, Lord. I don't know about that one. But
that's why. So they're saying that.
Will they draw the line somewhere though?
Because
surely when they're 21 and 20, they won't be having a bath with them. I would have thought the line would have been maybe when you start primary school or something. You're 4 years old.
When was the last time you saw your parents nude as adults?
Oh goodness, never.
See, I reckon it was the last time I was at home.
We saw your mum nude.
Yeah, I'd go into it, and if she was having a shower, I'd go in and talk to her.
How's she looking?
she looks good.
And what age were you when you were just walking in on your mum in the shower for a chat?
Oh, and I used to have showers with them until I was like.
Like last time 10. She was home.
Yeah, last time I was at home.
I was in like a year ago. Like
yeah.
A Christmas.
6 months ago, yeah.
Like literally what? Just the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kimmy looks good.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not for. Private time's private.
Isn't it? It's an awkward kind of conversation, isn't it? Because are you going to be weird when you have kids and they see you in the nude?
Well, it depends what age.
But at 11 years old?
But, you know, before the school, quickly grab them in the shower if it, like, saves time and you all have a shower together. Till, you know, they're 10, 11.
No, 10 and 11. You don't need to dress them at 10 and 11.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Some are lazy and don't want to go to school, but.
131060 is a phone number. Two questions, really. How old were you when you were still seeing your parents naked? And second of all, do you think this is weird? Like
yeah,
Dave
so
and I do.
Is it normal getting naked in front of your kids?
All right, 131060. I'm nervous about who's going to call through and what they're going to say.
Awkward.
But 131060, getting naked in front of your children, we'll do that next. Taking it slowly. I'm afraid to be lonely. Nobody told me. It's harder than I thought to tell the truth. It's gonna leave you in pieces, all alone with your demons. And I know that we need this, but I've been too afraid to follow through. Hold me close and I won't leave, 'cause it hurts when you hurt somebody. So much to say, but I don't speak. And I hate that I let you stop me. 'Cause it hurts when you hurt somebody. Don't know where the time went. Stuck in the wrong mindset. And I let the rules bend. When I know that all along I made the break. Hey, you got me searching for reasons to keep me from leaving. And then I have trouble breathing. I give myself another chance to stay. Hold me close and I won't leave, 'cause it hurts when you hurt somebody. So much to say but I don't speak. And I hate that I let you stop me, 'cause it hurts when you hurt somebody.
One day before you know it, you will see all of the pain and all the irony, yeah. You'll feel the sting and then you'll think of me. Cause it hurts when you hurt. Hold me close and I won't leave. Cause it hurts when you hurt somebody. So much to say, but I don't speak. And I hate that I let you stop me. Hold me close and I won't leave. Cause it hurts when you hurt somebody. So much to say, but I don't speak. And I hate that I let you stop me. Cause it hurts when you hurt somebody.
Heidi's Avery and Ryan on Hit 92.9, 13 10 60. Is it okay to see your parents nude? That is the question. Best callers here will have tickets to Powerpalooza Grand Finale at Perth Motorplex April 7. Get your tickets now at motorplex.com.au.
So this is a lady was having a bath with her 10 and 11-year-old sons. And a lot of people are saying that's weird. Now, if you remember a couple of years ago, Carrie Bickmore spoke about how she was still showering with her son. And that was the greatest part of her.
How old do you know?
I think maybe about this time, about 8 or something. And she said that was her favorite part of the day when they would have a shower together and they would just catch up. Yep. So she'd obviously get home from the project or whatever and then they would have a shower together. And a lot of people are saying that's gross and weird. But like I was saying, I think you'll give kids more issues with if you're saying, oh, make sure you cover up and this and that. Obviously cover up to the world. Yeah. But, you know, at home, I think
I'm all for nudity. That doesn't worry me. But I just think there's a time where you say, righto, I'm growing up that maybe it is time I don't
shower.
Clean mum's back in the shower.
Let's go to Kylie. Now, you've got two sons. How old are they?
7 and 10.
And would they ever have a bath with you now?
No, definitely not. I mean, we have showers and we would go, you know, one of my sons would go first, then my other son, and then I'd go last, and we'd see each other, but there would be towels involved. It wouldn't be fully just starkers.
Yeah, and you're walking past each other in the bathroom. You're not sitting there having a chat.
No, not fully starkers, definitely not. But I feel that the bath is quite inappropriate and more intimate for that age, like 10 or 11 or whatever that is.
But don't you reckon we're making it intimate? Like, it's just a bath. You're just washing yourself. I mean, you just got to clean your bits.
Yeah, I feel like if they were younger, then that would be appropriate. Like, you know, like 7 or below.
Just gonna...
I don't think older. I feel like they're getting into bigger boys and it's just, I don't feel that it's appropriate.
I understand that if they're uncomfortable with it, then do you know what I mean?
You just got to clean your bits. Can you imagine sitting there while mum just cleans her bits?
Well, you know, but it's natural, right? Oh, yeah. Like we've all just got to wash our underarms, our boobs, and our little private parts.
To confirm, Kylie, it was the age of about 6 or 7 that was the age. It was too old?
Yeah, fuck.
Legend, right. Kylie. Thanks, mate.
Let's go to Scarborough, I believe that is. Letitia, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you think?
So pretty much no one in my family showers together, but they all walk around the house naked and I'm always covering my eyes up because I do not.
Yeah.
But yeah, they literally all walk around the house naked and it's so,
Letitia, can we get some ages of the family members, please?
Like my mum, my dad, so like 50s, and then my brother who's like literally an adult, and then my other little brother too. Actually, he doesn't so much, but like everyone, those three are like the biggest culprit.
Are we talking like you know, your mum might be in a bra and undie, or are we talking got the whole
No, like naked.
Oh, the Norgs and lot. Oh,
it's your mum. You don't call them Norgs.
And Letitia, do you have a look and go, oh, geez, that's what I'm going to look like in a few years?
I hope not.
Do you know what?
No, she's got a very lovely body, but I'm always like, literally, I do not look, but I'm like always like looking away.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't help but look. I reckon.
It's hard to look away from that sort of thing, you would have thought.
Hello, Gemma.
Hi, I have a 4.5-year-old daughter and she still showers with my husband most evenings.
Yeah,
and I've also got a 7-month-old daughter and sometimes the four of us, we all just shower together because it just makes more sense for the four of us to jump in together and have a shower and then get out one by one.
I reckon
I'm comfortable with four and obviously an infant, that's perfectly fine because they can't wash themselves. Yeah. But I'm happy with that.
That's a nice little situation. What are you happy with, mate?
When you're scrubbing your mum's back at the age of 11.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today. Spirits, psychics, mediums, crystal healers.
Do you know anyone that drives a white car? I'm picking up a white car.
Actually, I drive a white car.
Oh, my God, Xavier!
Heidi, Xavier and Ryan's Skeptic Week.
Xavier Ellis, you've been in tune, my friend. Every day you've guessed there's a white car in the car park and it's been mine. You're a skeptic. And I can understand why. I was a skeptic for a long time. And like I said to you, I needed a faith and this spiritual side of me just happened to turn up one day and now I'm embracing it.
Absolutely. And I don't want to offend anyone because people are religious, people believe in cards, people believe in whatever they want to believe.
Xavier Ellis doesn't want to offend anyone.
Yeah, some people don't believe.
Remove that offend word. People believe in whatever they want to believe in.
Exactly. And you don't believe in it, but I kind of wanted to convert you. So he sat down with Anthony Griselka, Ghost Whisperer, had a mediumship, did a tarot card yesterday. None from two, I'm at.
Yep.
But this one was a crystal healing with Sinead May from Spirited Soul. And I've done it before. You've given me a lot of crap about
this. Is the crystals in the hoo-ha?
No, not in, on. So you've got your chakras. So she puts the crystals on your chakras and then you lay it in the studio for half an hour and she just wrote down stuff that came to her through the crystals. That's how it works.
So I didn't even know it worked.
You just trust me. This is one of my favorite things to do. So have a listen to her telling Xavier what she picked up from the crystals. Xavier, you just had your crystals on your hoo-ha, and Sinead, what did you find with Xavier?
I do see in the future sort of getting your own house together and sort of being near the water. Scarborough come up, I don't know why, but yeah, near the water is what come up for me.
Yep.
Is that accurate at all, Xavier?
Well, yeah, we'd be looking to buy somewhere and we have looked at Scarborough, so yeah, that's pretty accurate, that one.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Sort of come up that you sort of need to voice your opinions more as you get talked over a lot. So whether that's home or just in general.
It's probably home.
Yeah. This was a bit that kind of threw me, and I don't know if it's accurate, but does someone in the family have throat cancer or throat issues?
I think my grandfather actually might have died of throat cancer.
Okay. Because is that your dad's side as well? Yeah. Because I got an uncle for some reason, but it was definitely strong on your dad's side. And did he have quite dark hair and he just thought he was super handsome?
Oh, he died when dad was really young. 6 months old.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Because he'd just come through like, I'm so handsome. And so, yeah.
You might have to ring your dad.
If he looks anything like my dad, probably not. But anyway.
Hey, but he might think he's handsome.
Yeah, well, he definitely thought he was handsome. But it was he was quite a character when he come through. So that was really cool. Anger around career ending. So frustration. I don't know why it ended, if it was injuries or not, but I just got it was a very chaotic, messy few weeks. Like, a lot was kind of going on and you sort of very busy, like, didn't know which way things were going.
Yep.
And just that you still had the heart to play, but it just couldn't happen.
It's probably fair.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there we go. You finally had a crystal on your hoo-ha.
Well, I thought I was meant to get something from it. I was like, no, Endo. There was no movement or anything. Everything was well and truly.
There's nothing sexual about
it. It was PG, absolutely. Yeah. That was probably the most accurate of the three that I've done.
Yeah.
By far.
You'll have to do it too, Rye, one day.
I'm very busy at the moment. All right, so back live now. Yes. That was Xavier's chakra reading.
How zen was he? Can we just all take a moment? You really were in the moment with Sinead.
No, well, I had to lie there and sleep for half an hour before.
How nice.
And then you jammed the microphone in my face.
And they played all this music. Okay, so none out of two so far. So the third one with the psychic crystal healing, she was pretty good.
She was pretty good. I'll give her that. Like, the footy stuff, I think, could have easily just been Googled.
Yeah.
Like, it was pretty obvious I retired early because of leg injuries. Like, so I was a little bit like, well, that could have easily been found.
Yep.
The throat cancer stuff with dad, like.
Didn't know.
No,
like,
I'm not,
she wouldn't know.
She wouldn't know, but I didn't follow up on it either. I'm not sure.
And the house?
The house stuff's pretty accurate, Scarborough, but Probably aiming for Cottesloe, but yeah. It might just go right.
Well, we know that. Okay, right. Is it a one?
I'll give you.
Are we half out of three?
I'll give you half out of three.
Oh, yes,
you're
I've
half there. You got half.
Final day of Skeptic Week tomorrow.
Yes.
On Hit 92.9. Half out of three so far.
A big shout out to Sinead.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
I'm going to interject, Bryce. Sorry, mate. During the break, Hides.
Oh, my God. What's happened?
No, I didn't write Skeptic Week up there because I didn't want you to ban me from doing it. But I actually want to give you some honest feedback on how wrong Skeptic Week's been.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to shit-can these people a little bit. I've almost had an absolute gutful of listening to people guessing my future. So I've grabbed some audio from the first couple of ultimate misses, and I've tried to sit through it for a couple of days, and now I'm putting my foot down.
Attracting the person that you want. As soon as the right person's meant to come in, they just will. You don't have to go hunting, searching, or anything for them. And the person that you're going to find is actually someone that is quite intelligent.
So find meaning my girlfriend of 6 years is not the right one, or... Now, that was a miss. Now, that really sort of, that turned me off really quickly because that was the very first thing they said to me.
Big shout out to my friend Rose. She's a great tarot card reader.
Next one, right, please.
I've got a couple of people moving around. Do you know if mum's dad's passed, your grandfather on mum's side?
No.
Anthony Griselka, love you as well.
Swing and miss. Next one up. Three strikes and you're out, Anderson.
Oh, no.
Do you still not have a girlfriend?
No, long-termer.
How long have you been with that person?
6 years. He actually went on to ask if I was gay.
Now, it has been the question on everyone's lips.
Oh, yeah, question on everyone's lips. Now, last one, right? I'm sorry, Ando, it's done after this.
Kids could be coming up for you soon-ish. Possibly not now, but...
What's this?
Have a look inside
in the future, whether it's a surprise or...
Okay.
Xavier's just given Heidi an envelope.
Are you having a baby?
Em's 13 weeks pregnant. She got it.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
She actually got
a baby.
Yes, we're having a baby. Baby. So it was confirmed yesterday. Em's 13 weeks pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so what happened?
Oh, congratulations.
So when she said that yesterday, you might be expecting a baby and it might be a surprise.
I don't even remember her saying that.
Yeah, no, she said it. It wasn't in the edit, but here it goes again.
Kids could be coming up for you soon-ish. Possibly not now, but...
You're having a baby!
You know, in the future, whether it's a surprise or...
Okay.
Oh, I'm so happy for you!
Yeah, so due October 2 or 3 or something like that. So, Em's going really well and...
Didn't Anthony say something about you having kids too and you were like, no, we're not having kids anytime soon?
No, I don't know. That was the only time that really popped up in the skeptic stuff that...
How are you feeling? Are you excited?
Thrilled. Really excited. A little boy.
Oh, my God, stop. How do you know?
We saw his pecker yesterday.
He's so cute. Look at him. Because I was like, oh, my God. Xavier Ellis is going to be a dad.
Yeah, I know. Jesus. So that's it's going to be a wreck for Perth. But exciting stuff, Em and I, which is thrilling.
Congratulations.
How's Em doing? How's she feeling about it?
She has not had 1 ounce of sickness at all. So like that was the first time it was real, was the scans. Because she hasn't been sick or still exercising, still swimming, still going to work every day. And the scan, like, they literally put it on the stomach and you see a child in there. It's unbelievable.
Oh, my God. A massive congratulations to Em if she's listening. Yeah. I'm so happy for you guys.
Yeah, no.
You're supposed to keep it a secret, aren't you? Well,
we actually told a lot of people because Em's theory was if she does have a miscarriage, she would love to have her friends to support her.
Some of my friends have been around, done the same thing.
Yeah, so many people know, but I tried hard to hide that from you because I knew it was going to come out in Skeptic Week, but it's probably going to be right.
I can't believe that you're going to be a dad.
Yeah, I know. Dad's a little boy.
What a big year. Did we psychic stuff at the start of the year, didn't we? And we said that you were going to be the first one to have a kid.
Not sure what the answer
was.
We'll get that out of the vault because we did make a prediction. Three of us guessed which three.
Oh my God,
would have kids
what a
first.
Magical time.
Yeah, so we've got little
she
videos.
She won't be drinking
stuff.
At my wedding then?
No, well, she probably won't be there because it's due the same sort of day.
Oh my God. Heidi, massive congrats, Dave.
Are you more happy for Xavier becoming a father or you're more happy that Skeptic Week may have proved some good news?
13, 10, 60. Do you believe in psychic?
Ah, congratulations, Dave. Well done.
Please.
Awesome.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
In Scarborough, Talisha, what do you want to say?
Hi, congrats on the baby.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Can you believe that the lady predicted it?
Yes, I absolutely can.
You're a believer?
Yeah, so I actually went to a psychic last week, and when I was there, she told me I was going to have two twin babies. And when I went home and told my mum, she had been to one several years ago, and they told her she was going to have twin grandchildren.
So have you had that yet, though?
No, definitely
okay.
not.
Right, well call me back in a little while when the twins come.
Call us soon when the twins come, but thanks for the call.
Let's go to Joondalup. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning.
What do you want to say?
Congratulations, Dave. Awesome.
Thanks, Amanda.
I'm excited for you. But I'm also a believer. I had my pregnancy predicted and the sex as well.
Wow.
Wowee.
So did they know that they didn't know you were pregnant?
Well, I wasn't even pregnant. This was about 6 months before I fell pregnant. She predicted that both my partner would go through a hard time and that we would get a baby daughter out of it at the end of it, and she's now one.
And I can hear the baby daughter having a bit of fun in the background. So well done to you, Amanda.
Thank you, and all the best. All the peace and love to you guys.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks,
Any
Amanda.
Advice for Xavier and them going through the pregnancy?
You know what? Just do what you think is best. So many people are going to tell you what's right and wrong, but, you know, you guys know what's best. And just when you think you've got the routine down pat, bang, it changes.
I'm actually going to collect all the things that Xavier said over the last few weeks about parenting and play it to you once you have a kid.
I know.
So good.
Let's go to Jared. What do you think, mate?
Hey, guys, congratulations, Xavier.
Thank you, mate.
Well done. Another boy. Maybe the next brand of medals for 2040, hey?
I would have thought if he's anything like his father, he'd be lucky to get a kick.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's weird. Is it weird, Zaves, when you say, like, father, that you're going to be a dad?
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
That's you.
I can't wait. It's, it's something exciting. So
no, it's great, Xavier. Well done.
Good on. Are you a father yourself, Jared?
I am. I'm actually having a boy today. Not today. I've got a little girl. Yeah. I've got a little girl, but we're having a boy as well.
Beautiful. Congratulations,
mate. All the best.
So we're going to have to get you, Xavier, some parenting lessons then before.
You don't need parenting lessons. You just do what you think's right.
And what do you think's right?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion yet.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Big news this morning. Zave, do you want to say it?
M's up the fluffer. She's over. We're having a kid, so that's exciting. We're having a little boy in October.
The best part about this whole thing is that you went to Africa at Christmas time, and you're saying that you had a night to remember.
Well, I wasn't actually going into details about the night to remember, but it was. I can track back the exact. I can do this exact moment. Like, it didn't last too long.
Well, a massive congratulations,
Thank you very much, mate.
At the start of the year, the first week we're on air, we started January 8th this
year. First show, wasn't it?
First show. Yeah. We said, let's make our predictions for the year. Who's going to win the grand final? Who's going to win the gold Logie? And we also talked baby predictions. Which will be the first baby announcement
of the show? My money is on Ryan and Bridget.
My money is on myself.
I've
got some big news.
And M?
Nah. M doesn't know about it yet, but I'm having a child to Monica.
Yeah.
I'm going Ando.
You're going
no,
Ando? I'm going Xavier.
Okay. Well, my honeymoon's at Christmas time, so I ain't getting pregnant for the honeymoon.
So
I might get
September.
Pregnant on the honeymoon. But... Yep.
So that was the first show of the year, January 8th.
You didn't know then? Because did M know?
No.
When did you find out?
Literally, that would have been the day the swimmers... entered the egg, like literally that day nearly.
Yeah.
So when did you guys find out?
Early February, I suppose.
And what was the moment? Did she start feeling?
Do you want to tell you the funny story?
Yeah.
So,
mate, we got 3 hours to fill every day. We got plenty of time.
I had a shower. Em had a shower, then I had a shower when watching My Kitchen Rules, which she obviously really enjoys, and so do I. So we hit pause on it. Whilst I was in the shower, Em used a pee stick.
Yep.
And I didn't know any of this. I was just having a little...
She didn't tell you?
Nothing. Anyway, I got back onto the couch, about to hit play, and she goes, now, Zave, I'm going to tell you something that might freak out, but don't react because I'm really enjoying this episode. Anyway, I was like, oh, yeah, cool. What is it, mate? Like, what, my dinner wasn't cooked well? Like, what do you want to tell me? And she goes, oh, and she threw the pee stick at me that I've never seen one. So first I had to read what the instructions and what, like, two lines meant.
Yes.
Anyway, I was like, oh my God, that's amazing. She goes, I told you to shut up. I'm enjoying the episode. So I sat there for 3 minutes during a break, like, right, so she's pregnant and I can't say anything. So, but that was her time just to try and digest what had happened and how it's going to happen. And all that
stuff. Yeah, because she was like, I can't get into this.
We peed
right
on
now.
Six sticks.
Six?
Yeah, one night. The last one was I came home inebriated one night at about 2 a.m. and I said, nah. I need one more bit of proof. So I dragged her out of bed to do one more pee stick, and they're all sitting in my bedside table as
well. Well,
respect.
You know, apparently the doctors say that if it's positive, then it's 100% accurate.
99.9.
But if it's if it's negative, that's when it's not 100%.
No, correct. Well, they can't say 100% for obvious reasons. Yeah. But
apparently if it's positive, then it's positive. Yeah. But if it's negative, it could still be positive.
And then when was the final scan, the final 100% we're on?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
So when I wasn't getting my stomach scanned at all.
Yeah, he lied to me.
Yeah, I lied to your face.
You were getting her stomach scanned.
Yes, we were.
Yeah. Oh. And there's amazing photos. We'll chuck it up on our Instagram, Heidi, Xavier and Ryan. A massive congrats to you guys.
Mate. Massive morning on Hit 92.9.
Wow, what a love story.
Yep.
Catch up with Heidi, Xavier and Ryan on the Hit app. Download it today.
Not right now, though.
Last calls. Let's go. Come on.
All right. 131060 is the number. Still a bit of room if you want to call through now with any questions. Let's go to Tennille. Hello.
Hi. How you going?
Hey, Tennille. You got a fun fact for us?
Yes, I do. Congratulations, Xavier, first of all.
Thank you very much, Tennille.
And going with that theme, did you know that there is actually 9 months between Father's Day to Mother's Day?
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
So when are the days? So are they?
Well, 9 months is a pregnancy.
Yes, yes, yes.
From the father, obviously, who produces, to the mother who gives birth is 9 months, which is a pregnancy from Mother's Day to Father's Day to Mother's Day.
I did not know that. Is that a deliberate fact or just random?
Well, I think it's deliberate. I don't know. I've never thought of that.
So Father's Day is in August and then Mother's Day is
September.
First weekend of September and then...
To May.
And then May, the first weekend in May.
That's an
interesting fact.
I never knew that. Thank you very much,
Tennille. Thanks, Tennille. And for those who are just catching up, Xavier Ellis has announced that he's having a baby with his beautiful girl. Well, he's not.
Yeah.
No, the first child amongst us in here too. So it's going to be an absolute wreck come October.
Well, they say you don't get much sleep with a newborn and getting up at 4 a.m. you wouldn't get that much anyway, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, it's been nice knowing you, bro.
Oh, it doesn't worry me. I don't sleep. I mean, I'll have him down.
Righto, here he goes.
I'll have him down at the driving range at about the age of 6 months anyway, working on his golf swing. So it's going to be good.
Alicia, good morning.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thanks. Alicia. What do you want to say, Alicia?
I just wanted to say thank you to Zay for reminding me about the sirens in that song. It gets me every time.
Oh, that was Ryan that did that. So, so when you
and I wanted to say congratulations to Zay on his baby boy.
Thank you very much, Alicia. I really appreciate it. The sirens get you this morning, or you have been got before?
No, I think like every other time I listen to that song, it gets me.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it? You seriously look around.
Well, the reason I say that because it got me on the weekend and I was looking around going, I'm driving like a nana. Surely it's not me. And I looked around, I couldn't figure out who it was.
You can get pulled up for driving too slow as well.
Really?
Yeah. It's dangerous.
Driving too slow.
It's irresponsible driving. That's why when people, you know, they're doing 70 in a 100K lane, like it's actually dangerous.
Oh, well, no one's ever been 20Ks under the speed limit on the Mitchell Freeway in the right lane. Am I right, guys?
They're terrible out there, aren't they?
Kirkness, good morning.
Oh.
Hello, Kirkness.
You're on the airwaves, bro.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good, mate. You're calling us a few days in a row here.
Yeah, I just got a call off the producer. He wanted me on the air.
Oh, get him on.
What do you got, Kirk? What do you got for us?
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations, Xavier. Your baby. Good on you, mate.
Good on you, mate. Brilliant news. Thank you.
Thanks, Kirkness,
mate.
Make sure
there's lots of beers tonight.
Oh, well, I've
92.9 house party.
I've actually given up the booze whilst Em's pregnant.
Nah, that's no good.
No, of course I'm not doing that, Kirkness. Goodness me.
That's a lie.
We both don't need to suffer.
Oh, mate, just one bush took Chuck, mate, and you'll be laughing. That's all you need.
Good on you, mate.
Thanks,
Kirk. Thanks for being a legend, Kirk, and being a good regular guy to get on the air. I love Kirk. He gets up and about.
Little Kirkness.
Yeah, all right. Let's get out of here, shall we?
The Heidi, Xavier and Ryan catch-up on Hit 92.9.
The best holidays start with low fares at Jetstar.com.